Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6 presented by Sleep Number. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw at NFL Network with Coach Jim Mora, who's going to answer your questions. Hey, Coach.
Good to see you.
Appreciate your time. We got some questions from the fans. You ready to go?
I am.
All right.
Do my best.
All right. Question number one. Toby from Alaska. Do you think we just got a franchise quarterback?
I do, Toby. Yeah, I think Kirk Cousins is a franchise quarterback. I think he's a guy that that you can win it all with, especially when paired with that defense.
Question number two from Alex. What sort of schematic changes should we expect next season under new offensive coordinator John DeFilippo? Now, I think Coach DeFilippo is probably still working on that, so we're not going to define his playbook for him. But talk about the position he's in as a coordinator with a new team in his first season. What's he going through?
I think it'll be interesting to see, you know, what transpires offensively. You've got a guy coming from the Eagles where they, as they move through the season, had to switch quarterbacks, had to make kind of a drastic change in their offensive system. But I think John will do what most great coordinators do, is you go in and you evaluate the talent on the field and you try to put your players in the best position to have success.
Okay, Larry has the question. With the Eagles scoring on the secondary as easily as they did in the NFC title game, why were there no players added to help bolster that need? Thing I would point out is the offseason's not over, so you can still add some players if you want. But the second thing is the Vikings' pass defense was tops in the league all season. So you don't always want to overreact based on one game either, right?
Right, and I also think you always have to be careful when you pin all pass yards and pass receptions on a secondary.
Oh, yeah, good point.
You know, defense is a team proposition. It's 11 guys all working together. So the rush has to function well. You know, you saw some of the RPO stuff that put the linebackers in conflict. And then certainly some of the plays down the field that we would expected or we had seen being made weren't made. But you have to be careful when you just pin it all on those four or those five guys. And I'm sure that's, you know, as the coaches have gone back and they've looked at that game, you know, they're trying to win a world championship. So they're not going to just wash over something that's going to hold them back. But they have great confidence in that secondary, and they should. That is a heck of a group.
Next question comes from Jason. With the NFL being a copycat league, do you think the Vikings will use a rotation of defensive linemen similar to what other teams do? I think Mike Zimmer values that as any defensive coach would. Mm-hmm. But you see that depth at defensive line being very important, right?
It's critical. You know, that is a really strenuous position to play. And you would like to have guys that are fresh at the end of the game. So if you could play guys, you know, 40 or 50 snaps a game, have a good rotation of eight, where at the end of the game, if you're ahead and you're in a two-minute situation, your best pass rushers are in there. You don't want to have a drop-off. But if you can suit up eight guys, or if you can use one of your linebackers as a rusher and suit up seven, but have that eight-man rotation, I think it's really an advantage.
All right, with free agency signings addressing two needs, Todd asks, do you see the draft as the only option to get a boost in our offensive line? Last offseason, the Vikings used free agency to bolster that offensive line with Riley Reiff and Mike Remmers, and they drafted Pat Elflein. So your experience as a coach, can young offensive linemen come in and help you right away?
Well, certain ones can. It's not easy. You know, people underestimate the step from college to the NFL. It's really hard. And you know, defenses are going to throw so many different looks at young offensive linemen, and there's so many calls that they have to make and protection variations that you don't necessarily see in college that it's really hard. But if it's the right guy, yes. Can he come in and be an impact player? He really needs to be special to do so. You know, I think that, you know, they have a plan. They'll execute it. You know, you can't fill every need every year. It's really just impossible. So you try to minimize those needs as years go on, and you hope that the window is still open for you to go get a championship. And I believe it is for that team.
Vikings got a good one last year in center Pat Elflein, who was on the all-rookie team. All right, last one. We're going to get Coach Mora out of here. This is from Tim in Virginia Beach. Curious what you think of the new catch rule. I'll go first. I like it because I think it's going to be easier to officiate, and I think that's a positive. Whenever you're talking about rules, you need to be able to officiate it consistently, and I think you're going to be able to do that with this new catch rule. What are your thoughts?
I agree with you. I think that it creates more certainty, and I believe that even people that disagree with the new rule will say, if it clarifies things, then we can work around it. Yep. If we know exactly what a catch is, then we can work around it, and we can accept it. Either way, whether the call goes against what we really believe or goes for us. So I think it's great. I think the NFL continually is looking for ways to upgrade the game, the officiating, the rules, to make it more clear and concise. This is a tough subject. You know, what is and isn't a catch. And I think they're always trying to do their best, and I think they did so here.
All right. You had an expert answering your questions this week, Coach Mora. Next week, you're back to me. But please submit your questions into the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.